The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me in these tumultuous times. I hope that you were able to be a part of the Ohio 714 prayer gathering online today, sponsored by Awake 88 Family Research Council. Tim Throckmorton and J.C. Church led us, and it was an absolutely wonderful time of praying together that God would bring healing, God would bring unity, that God would destroy forces of evil that are trying to divide us. If you were not able to be a part of it, it was broadcast over the Genoa Church Facebook page, and you can go there even now. It was a little over an hour in length. Several community leaders of all races, denominations, led in prayer. It was a wonderful time. So if you were not able to be a part of it live, you can certainly go to Facebook and do a search for Genoa Church. Genoa Church, their website will come up, scroll down, and you can play the entire online prayer meeting today. I hope you will. We need voices of calm. We need voices of unity. We do not need voices of division, hatred, anger. There's a great deal of hurt in our community, a great deal of hurt. And we certainly need a movement of God in our community and a powerful reminder that the ground is level at the cross. The blood of Jesus makes us one. That's part of the message of the gospel. So anyway, if you were not able to be a part of that live, you can go there at your convenience and participate. All right, we have a busy day. I've got so many things to discuss, but I tried to defer to the phones. And leading off today, I've got Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob. How are you?
I am well. Thank you.
Good. Bob, I want to talk about what's going on, and then part of the solution the Lord has shown me, and it has to do with white believers. Okay, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. They were all murdered by racist thug cops, racist thug wannabe cops, or cops who acted in a nincompoop, careless way, okay? But also, there were two other things that came up, and it was big, but it didn't make a lot of noise. Last Friday on live TV, 6 a.m. in the morning, CNN had two reporters out in Minneapolis, about a block away.
Mm-hmm.
The Minneapolis state troopers started to move in. The black reporter got arrested on live TV, okay? He got arrested on live TV. The white reporter, nothing happened to him. They just, you know, bypassed him. That's the first thing.
I just want to ask a question. Bob, wasn't the CNN reporter Bob, Hispanic?
He's black. He's black Hispanic. Bob.
Really?
So, wait.
So black.
I ask you to trust the Lord on this and allow me to
black
finish.
Hispanic.
Thoughts,
is he black or was he Hispanic?
Bob, trust the Lord and allow me to finish my thought.
No, okay? It was just an honest question, Charles.
Bob, let me ask you to please trust the Lord.
And please,
don't,
Charles, please don't do this. Please. I honestly, Charles, want to have an honest conversation with you. I really do. But I've got to be able to just ask a simple question. It was not inflammatory in any way. I just asked a question. Nothing wrong with that. But go ahead, please.
Please. Thank you. Okay. Now, Monday when George Floyd got murdered, that same Monday, this happened in New York, Central Park. There was a black man bird watching, and there was a lady who was out there with a dog. Now there's a policy that says dogs have to be on a leash. Then the sound was right there, and the lady didn't have her dog on a leash. So the black man respectfully told the lady, "Ma'am, you have to put your dog on a leash." So then all of a sudden, the lady got hostile, saying, "Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. She started coming to the black man, coming closer.
Yeah.
So the black man said, "Please, lady, don't approach me. Don't approach me." So he's videotaping all this. So then the white lady said, "Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call 911 and tell the police that I'm being attacked by a black man." So he's recording all this. So she proceeds to call 911, and she tells the police, she tells 911 that I'm being attacked by a black man. And she changed the inflection of her voice as if he's attacking the right male.
Yeah, and it was
now,
bad. It was Bob, really bad.
Bob, please, Bob. I'm respectfully
Charles,
asking you to
Charles,
please. I'm begging you to trust the Lord.
Charles, you've been on the air now almost 4 minutes.
But, Bob,
and
you,
I'm,
and,
Bob Charles,
I'm calling to ask you in the love of Christ.
Charles.
And I'm asking you to trust the Lord.
Charles,
this,
Charles, you've been
Bob,
on now for four Bob, minutes, and I'm asking you, please, can we get to some solutions? What happened in New York with that woman and the black guy was terrible, horrible. The guy that was murdered in Minneapolis was terrible and horrible. You and I agree on that. Let's get to some answers. Can we do that? You've been on for 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Can we get possibly to some answers, please?
That's all I'm asking, Bob. This one time, would you trust the Lord and allow me to finish my thought?
Not if you're going to go for 15 minutes. Time is limited.
Bob, if you keep interrupting me, Bob, it's going to take
Charles.
Minutes. I'm just asking you,
Charles,
Bob,
can you
trust the Lord? This one time, Bob.
Charles,
Lord,
I trust
I
God.
Me,
Charles, please.
Trust the Lord.
I trust
please.
The Lord, but
please.
I.
Please.
I'm,
please,
I,
Bob,
again,
please.
Charles,
Bob,
Charles,
allow me to finish.
You have 60 seconds to at least get to some kind of advice or counsel.
Okay, let me go ahead on, Bob. Thank you. Okay. Now, what the lady did was she weaponized her femininity and her whiteness. Everybody knows that if a white woman cries out and says she's being attacked by police and by a black man, that black man is going to be on a tree, castrated. Everybody knows that. So probably what saved this black man is he had everything videotaped, because I'm sure the police came in probably with guns blazing. But the point that I'm trying to make, Bob, in all of this is that black people are still being infringed upon by white America. Okay, I know you want to make some kind of moral equivalency, but the fact is that we are still under suppression. And this is not This is what it is. So, but the point that I'm saying, Bob, and this is where white America comes in, is the first, just say you're sorry and then act on that. Just don't say words, but act on that. Begin to look at black people as your equal, okay? Here's the other thing for believers.
Charles, I gave
Charles, pot him down, please.
Charles, I gave you another minute, as I promised. You've had 6 minutes of airtime now, which is very unusual. All right? I do believe that black people are equal. If you have ever listened to this program for any time at all, I say that constantly. You calling and lecturing me and demanding that I say that we are equal is silly, because I do believe that we are equal. In fact, before I went to your phone call, I said the ground is level at the cross. Jesus unites all of us. And we can either be a part of the answer or we can be a part of the problem. What happened in New York was terrible. That woman lost her job. She probably should have. She has been punished severely for it. She has been stigmatized in the press. Okay? And what's happening in Minneapolis, or what happened in Minneapolis, is unconscionable. And from the autopsy yesterday, the police officer will probably now be charged with first-degree murder. Justice will be done. But again, you can either be a part of the answer or you can be a part of the problem. We've got to be able to talk. And by the way, the reporter that was arrested was a Hispanic. All right. We'll compose ourselves and we'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, if you know anything about this program, I try my best to deal only with truth and facts. The CNN reporter that was arrested, which was just Looney Tunes, they're on camera. And the CNN reporter repeatedly said to the police, hey, just tell us where you want us to go. You want us to move? Fine, we'll move. No problem, we'll move. And the police arrested him anyway. It was terrible. And by the way, the governor called CNN and apologized, had them released. The reporter describes himself as a black Latino. I said he was Latino. He describes himself as a black Latino. So I wanted to make that clear. That is how he describes himself. But it's also worth noting that I am almost positive that his camera crew were white and they were arrested as well. It was just a dumb thing for the Minneapolis police to do in the middle of the riots and so forth, to arrest a CNN reporter live on the air? How dumb is that? Did race play any part of it? You don't know. Let me say what I have said hundreds of times. In fact, in the last 20 years, I may have said it thousands of times. Racism stinks. Anyone who believes that their skin color is superior to another, that's evil. It's demonic. Racism and bigotry in any form expressed by any individual is evil. A white person who blames black people for all of their ills, evil. A black person who blames all of their ills on white people, evil. And that's why the prayer meeting online today was so important. A Latino pastor led us in prayer. A Black pastor led us in prayer. I led part of the group in prayer. We had people from different denominations, different races. We were together. We were praying for unity and praying that injustice of all kinds would be exposed. I don't know of anyone who condones what happened to that Black man in Minneapolis. It was horrific. It was evil. And that police officer, and I believe also the ones who just stood around and did nothing, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. They should be. And I mean, the entire world is watching. I believe they will. But looting, violence is not the answer. It is not the answer. It is not what Martin Luther King Jr. advocated. Here's a headline from local. Columbus mayor issues state of emergency order declaring indefinite 10 p.m. curfew. Here's my problem with the Columbus mayor. He rightfully announced a state of emergency and a nightly curfew. He had to. He had no choice. Otherwise, downtown Columbus would have been burned to the ground. He had no choice. He should have done it sooner. I don't think he had any choice but to call in the National Guard. I think he probably should have done it sooner. So, he demands that the looting, the rioting, has to stop. He issues an emergency order and declares, and again, I'm quoting, an indefinite 10 p.m. curfew. And then when his own police department enforce his curfew, he criticizes the police for carrying out his orders. That makes no sense whatsoever. I don't think it is any accident that in almost every case, the most violent, destructive protests have occurred in cities under control of the liberal left. They go to the people and they make promise after promise after promise every election. Elect me, we're going to give you equality, justice. Over and over and over again, the liberal left goes to the minority communities and they make promise after promise. And then when the promises are not kept, this is what happens. All right. More Bob Burney Live coming right up.